Can we start by asking why? Why are you here?
I will go first, I guess. We had been living in Serres, near Perpignan, down on the Spanish border, since December of 2014.
And I think when we lived in the south of France, there was something that I think I kind of really missed about the weather and the terrain. As an avid fly fisherman, I would read about different regions in France, and Brittany was described as wilder, kind of a little more remote than other places we've lived. And I think that really kind of piqued my curiosity and interest.
And what places up here have you visited so far?
We traveled to Karnak in the fall. And actually, we tried our hand at doing some filming because we were wondering if we'd want to do documentary. And pretty much, and so we would get up, we waited till sunset to be near the alignments there. And we also got up at sunrise and did some filming then. So we're still seeing if that will work for us. Certainly, and then we went to Vannes and Quimper. We've been in Rennes. There's a wonderful museum there as well. And Saint-Malo I've been to several times. And we've actually, we were up in Lannion and on the Pink Granite Coast. So it's been pretty much that we've stayed up in this corner more, the north down, kind of you could draw an arrow down towards
lakes.
That's what really gets me out and about more than anything is probably I'm an avid fly fisherman. And so I've been doing a lot of exploring related to streams and finding lakes in the region.
Well, you'll find plenty of fishermen around. It is very much a hobby. And also, of course, going out in a boat, taking a boat out and going fishing.
Right. Yes. And we eventually wanted to do some kayaking because we did that when we were in Alaska as well. So we are,
We do that just down at the lake here.
Right, that's right. We brought back our life jackets so that we're good to go, we're set.
That's in the summer.
Get
out there. So how would you describe or sum up Brittany if you were talking to friends or family back home in the States who have never been here?
When I've talked to family and people have said, what's it like there? Why do you like it? I think at one level for me, it has a real familiarity. Here in Brittany, we're surrounded by the ocean and channel. And what I notice in the countryside, there's just a familiarity to it all. The types of trees that I see, the rolling hillsides, the climate that's moderated by these large body of water.
And then also for us, because we are walkers, big walkers as well as you are, that these places where these huge boulders appear to have just been tossed about, or I've really begun to love walking in gorges. And we find these in France, in Europe. So there's so much. And also for me here in Brittany, with these beautiful, when you can look off across the countryside, but you have a sense of elevations, even though it's not very high, but there are valleys and swales and hills. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful that I can't really describe it. I try to tell people, but I can't describe
that.
So
the thing is, you have to say, Annie, then, is you've got to come and visit.
Yes, you have to come.
Yes.
Because it's hard to explain.
And I also want to say this, because when we drove here with our things from Serres, our worldly goods that we have left, that driving into Brittany is like driving into fairy tale land. There's something that happens here. And I think so it's more than a physical feeling. There's a spiritual presence, and certainly an emotional presence. There's physical, it's all here, but it's not just the space, it's time. It feels like time opens up into this kind of magical place that's so beautiful. Right.
Well,
so
enjoy the rest of your time that you are here, and may it be a long time, because it certainly sounds as though you've been totally captivated.
Yeah.